Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island since 1988. Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find 312 Wheat Ale, Big Juicy Beer Hug, and so many other limited releases at either of Goose's locations in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Oh, now I'm stranded on my own.
Stranded far from home. Well, come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. The guy over there is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Michael Morowitz. We're giving him a second shout-out. Let us know if you'd like us to give you a shout-out. We love you, one and all, for keeping the show going via your Patreon generosity. Now, as you know, we believe in this thing called the Desert Island Jukebox. Let's not get hung up on specifics. How do we have electricity? These are songs we can't live without. We've always got a million of them, and when we have one in our head on any given day, we like to talk about it. Greg, it is your turn. Give us a little teasing hint of what you're going to talk about.
Jim, I'm going to pay tribute to one of the kings of one of my favorite instruments, the Hammond B3 organ.
You really, you know, you deserve to treat yourself and buy one.
I do.
You know, or you can borrow my Farfisa, which you always refuse to play.
That's a good one, too.
We'll hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in and inspired by Chicago. They got 312 Wheat Ale, Hazy Beer Hug, and many more one-off beers at the Fulton Street Tap Room or their new Salt Shed Pub. The perfect place to go before a show at the Salt Shed. Me and Andrew were there on opening night, Greg. Mm-hmm. It was really exciting. You had Rocky Mountain spotted fever, tick fever. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, every time we go to one of these Goose joints, there's another new one to try, and we love them all.
I'm a fan. In addition to making great products and event spaces, Goose Island has always been a supporter of music culture in Chicago and nationwide. I mean, if you see that Goose Island logo at a venue or a restaurant, you know you're in good hands.
Yeah, we are proud to be associated with Goose Island. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer, and Sound Opinions is. Sound Opinions is brought to you by NordVPN. NordVPN is the gateway to secure and private access to the internet. We all need that. And it works by enveloping all of your online activities in a layer of encryption while also hiding information about your virtual location. Greg, before I had a VPN, I was sitting in a doctor's waiting room, and boy, did I get hammered with a virus. I mean, I go to the doctor and get rid of a virus.
Well, safety from viruses is one of the great uses of NordVPN. It's an incredible tool. It's easy to use. You can connect with just one click and enjoy the amazing speed on every major platform, from Windows to iOS to Android. Now, this summer, I'll be doing some traveling.
You're going overseas.
This is a necessity. You know, you've got to use this. I know I can count on NordVPN to help me easily access secure connections on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere I go. You know, it's easy to get hacked these days, right?
Yep.
This will help. It also makes it easy to access paid subscriptions to streaming services and content, even if it's not available in the country I'm in.
So you can watch your Netflix while you're sunning it in Europe.
Absolutely.
If you want safe access to your favorite streams, social media, and more, no matter where you are, get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/soundopinions. nordvpn.com/soundopinions. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. and the links in the description of this episode. We're back, and I can't wait to hear about Greg's desert island pick with B3 Hammond Organ.
Well, I wanted to say a few words about Joey DeFrancesco, who died at the age of 51.
I miss that.
So sad. August 25th.
I remember his debut album.
Oh, my God. He was a teen prodigy. He was incredible. I've saw him a bunch of times. A master of the Hammond B3 organ, as I hinted. You know, teen prodigy, Miles Davis sees this guy playing when he's a kid and says, you want to come and tour with me for 6 months? And he did. So by the time he'd even made a record, he'd already played with people like Miles and Clark Terry, and has since gone on to make 30 recordings as a band leader, plus numerous others as a sideman and countless concerts, of which I saw probably three or four over the years. He brought the organ back into fashion, you know, the Hammond B3 into jazz. I was a big fan of organ trios, you know, Lonnie Smith, Jimmy McGriff, Shirley Scott. Those guys were the masters, right? Jimmy Smith, obviously, the king of the Hammond B3 in the 50s. Those records are still gold on the Blue Note label. The instrument went out of fashion like circa mid-70s. The jazz fusion era sort of killed it, and it really didn't come back until Joey DeFrancesco started playing it very seriously. And the thing about Joey is that he didn't, you know, he wasn't one of those guys who revived an instrument and said, I'm going to play it exactly the way the masters did. I'm going to be very serious about it.
There was, I'm going to say it so you don't get in trouble. Yeah. There was none of that Marsalis preciousness.
Well, that was the era for it, right?
There was a lot of guys
bringing back the old sounds because they wanted to kill jazz fusion and, you know, all this merging with past. And Wynton was at the head of that, and Joey was like, I'm here to have fun on stage. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I'm here to enjoy it. And I think that attitude helped bring jazz back in a sense, because I think some of the joy had gone out of it. It had become this academic kind of exercise. DeFrancesco never had that attitude. At the same time, he had the chops to back it up. He's going to be up there having fun, but he wasn't fooling around.
No, he could play.
He could play, and he could play in any context. The thing about him, he wasn't precious about it. You know, he said, I'm going to sing on some of my albums. I'm going to go ahead and do a bunch of Sinatra ballads. I'm going to croon. Then he did tribute to Michael Jackson. He jammed with Van Morrison. I know it's not cool to say Van Morrison anymore. I love Van, but, you know, his politics.
That's got to be a discussion someday, I tell you.
We're going to have to dive into that at some point. But Van really loved DeFrancesco.
Yep.
He heard something, you know, he heard that Jimmy Smith thing that he loved as a kid, too, and made a whole record with him. And, you know, DeFrancesco would say stuff like, I think these players are too damn serious. The joy of it, the fun of it is something that jazz has lost. I mean, we're entertainers after all. If you don't look like you're having fun on stage, how is anyone in the audience supposed to have fun, right?
Yeah.
I agree 100%. This is part of my ongoing project, Jim, to drop in a few jazz things here and there.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners out there are hungry to get into jazz in a more serious way, but they don't, you know, what's an entryway? This guy.
Well, you're edumacating
this guy
me,
right here.
You know, because I've always said when I retire, that's when I'll deal with jazz.
So he's got these 30-plus albums. Retire any day now. It's never too late, Jim. It's never too late.
All right, well, I got my Coltrane box, you know, and I got my Mingus.
And start with Joey DeFrancesco record.
I saw him at a promo event in Minneapolis for his first album when I was at Request Magazine a million years ago. I'm shocked to hear he was 51, and I'm really saddened by the news of his death.
I was stunned equally and did not see it coming. 2002 album, Ballads and Blues. It's not one of his better-known records, but I love this record because it has just a good vibe about it. It's not pretending to be anything more than a good party record in a lot of ways. And part of the reason is that he felt in a great vibe because his brother John was playing on it as well as his dad, and he was actually a second B3 on the record.
Okay,
so it's got a great vibe, and the track from the Ballads and Blues album that I want to play is Jammin' in the Basement. Very appropriate title. You can just hear the vibe in the room. You know, they let it simmer, they let it swing, bring everything to a boil at the end. You know, it's like this perfect arc of exact rightness in what a soul and jazz tune should be. Bebop and R&B, they're like twins, and you can hear it on this record. Jammin' in the Basement from Joey DeFrancesco, the late great, died at the age of 51 on Sound Opinion. We'll be right back.
That is Jammin' in the Basement by Joey DeFrancesco. Two B3s. That makes it a B6, I guess. Greg's Desert Island Jukebox pick. That's it for this bonus episode. If you've got thoughts, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.